97.5, The Fanatic.
Good morning, everybody. Live from Rivers Casino, Philadelphia on Delaware Avenue. Tyrone Johnson, Hunter Brody, taking you until 12 noon here on 97.5 The Fanatic. The phone number is 610-632-0975. Oh, boy, oh, boy. What a morning, what a day. And there's a lot to get to today, a lot to get to in sports, in music, in the world. But we start like we always start on Saturday with the word of the week. And the word of the week this week is tired. And I will tell you right now, it applies to not one, not two, but three different people that I'm tired of. We'll find out if Hunter's also tired. We'll find out if you're tired of it. Number one, tired of the Ben Simmons saga. We'll get to that in just one moment. Number two, tired of Jonathan Gannon's explanations for things. I'm tired of it. Stop talking. Like, I know they have to talk. Stop talking. And also, tired of Sirianni's explanation for things as they head out west to play the Raiders. People have not talked about this Eagles game at all. We will attempt to generate the conversation, but at the end of the day, we are at the mercy of the people. Hunter, if the people don't want to talk about it, we can't force them, but we will attempt. Now, when I say tired of the Ben Simmons saga, that there's multi prongs with this situation. All right, now, if you watched the game last night, I know you did, I know many people did, you had it was a national TV broadcast, so what they have to do is they have to try to create a fake-ass both sides argument on something that doesn't really have both sides. The Ben Simmons situation is not complicated. We have this human nature thing, and I guess it's good because we're like a kinder, gentler type of nation where we always have to try to search for the other side. Here's the bottom line. At the end of the season, last season, I'm just saying, he failed in the playoffs, period. He's embarrassed. He's embarrassed because he failed. He blamed the coach. He blamed the best player on the team. He blamed Philadelphia fans. He blamed, oh, I went to a good team so I didn't have time to develop. And now he's saying that he's not mentally ready to play. Now, people say you can't question that, but here's the issue with that. If I have to believe that he has a mental issue and that's why he can't play, that means I also have to believe that he hates the coach, he hates the best player, hates Philadelphia fans. I can't believe that and then think the other stuff doesn't count, but I can say when you add it all up, I'm tired of it. I'm tired. I honestly, it's a shame that we have to talk about it, and if he had shown up to work and played basketball, we wouldn't be talking about it. Hunter, are you tired of it?
Yeah, I'm absolutely tired of it. Here's the thing. Is Daryl Morey? And he might say the answer is no, but, and that's the card that he's playing. I feel that it's not ironic. The day that he says what he said on Mike Missinelli's show, The following day is when he came in and had that meeting with Doc Rivers and the players on the team because he heard the message. And Daryl Morey wanted to make a statement. He sure did. So it doesn't matter what we feel, but the answer to your question is yes. The only person it comes down to is Daryl Morey, and I think he's properly assessing this and doing it the right way. Now, here's one thing that pissed me off last night.
Go ahead.
There's a few things, actually.
Uh-huh.
The slow-mo zoom in on Mark Jackson's face as he looked at us and tried to tell us all this nonsense. It's garbage. It's absolute garbage, as if we're just pretending everything he did is not fair to criticize. And then also, I'm a little disappointed in the amount of barriers and walls put up as if we are animals.
Right.
As if we're delinquents.
Right.
And you know what? There might be one person who'd make a mistake that makes it seem like we're all terrible people, which is unfair. But Wells Fargo Center, whoever's involved in the security, the police, they made it seem as if we are the most cruel, horrendous people to ever walk Earth, where they had to shut down our view to see the cars. Ben Simmons wasn't showing up. We all knew that. So that's where I was frustrated last night. The Mark Jackson opening was disgusting.
It was garbage. You know, it makes sense. We wonder why a guy like that, because we fall in love too often with the TV guys. For years, people were like, the Flyers should hire Barry Melrose just because Barry Melrose was on ESPN. And now we have this thing where Mark Jackson is a good coach. You saw yesterday why he couldn't be a coach. No one's ever asked Ben Simmons or any pro athlete to be perfect. The only thing that, first of all, the only thing they've ever asked Ben Simmons to do that he doesn't currently do is shoot a basketball. Oh, my. Oh, me, oh, my. That is so mean. I'm tired of hearing that. I'm tired of it. This thing is not complicated. It hasn't been complicated the whole time. I don't care. Tobias Harris after the game, chastising people. Shut up, Tobias. Stop talking about what the fans need to do because you need to do your job. You stunk in the fourth quarter yesterday. That's not the fans' fault. That's your fault. When will athletes understand this? Do not talk about the fans, period. I'm tired of it. And since we brought up the thing, Daniel Green. Hey, Daniel. At the end of last season, probably because you thought you were going to be in high demand and weren't going to be back, decided to rip Philadelphia fans. Then last night in the fourth quarter, you threw up not one, not two, but three air ball threes. Three air balls. Now, let me ask you this, Daniel. Is that because of us? Is that because of the fans? Or is it because of you? Those fans are upset because of what you did. Not because there's some bad people. Oh, stick with us. They didn't leave. The fans stayed there. You led. They led for 47 of 48 minutes last night, and they lose the game. Doc Rivers, I'm tired of him. I'm just tired of that. So 610-632-0975. Trust us. We will reconvene on those topics. Now, I mentioned the football game. Three-point underdogs on the road against a Raiders team in their second game without their head coach. Now, last week, I think there was a bit of a rallying point. They rallied around it. It's about the guys in the room. But sooner or later, losing your head coach may catch up to you if you're the Raiders, especially. And there's probably some people in that locker room who, for some reason, agreed with the racist, homophobic, and misogynistic things that the head coach said. And then there's people that disagree. And with that, ends up being a division. It just they literally have an openly gay player in that locker room. Now, he's playing well this year. But I bet you there's a couple guys, it might only take one, who doesn't like him or doesn't like that, quote, lifestyle, even though I don't think that's a lifestyle, but that's what they'll say. I don't agree with his lifestyle. He brings all that up. I think that there's a chance, if the Eagles could get out there and get a lead, that locker room could fracture. Here's the problem. The coaches, when they speak so far this season, have not given me a lot of confidence, and I'm a little bit tired of it. And what I mean is, you can say that there's no correlation between what they say and what they do, but so far with these particular coaches, there is. Gannon has defended his system every single week in words, and what do we see on the field for the most part? The same system. Sirianni says a whole bunch of stuff. A lot of times he talks, says a lot of words to not say anything. And you know what you get? Kind of the same offense. What these guys say, because I honestly think that Sirianni and Gannon are earnest, honest human beings. And there's a lot of people in pro sports are wretched human beings. They're wretched. I mentioned Daniel Green ripping the fans. Like, I don't think he's necessarily a good guy when you rip the paying customer. Like, I don't know, something about that feels wrong to me, especially when you had the best home record in the league and you rip them. That makes me question your character. It does. Are you tired of just what these guys say every week, Hunter?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it's nonsense. Nick Sirianni, I mean, he just gives you a bunch of nothing, and he talks in circles, and then he goes off about his brother who plays or coaches in high school football. Uh-huh. He didn't do that this week, but that's just the example.
What he does, right.
Yeah, exactly. So we know the offense is miserable, and that's something we need to see better. We need to see the offense actually get a first down instead of consistent three and outs. But yes. I will say, this game, I'm really looking at Jonathan Gannon because of the way that this Raider offense can move the football downfield. So because of Derek Carr and because of Waller and because of the way they air it out, we know the philosophy is keep everything in front of you. The Raiders are good with 20-plus yards in the passing game. In numbers-wise, statistic-wise, the Eagles do a decent job of stopping that. I know it's ugly.
No, they stop that.
Yeah, they do.
The problem is they let you get 15
right
all the way down the field, or nine all the way down the field, and teams seem to always be in third and two.
Yes.
So they end up, it's third and manageable, so they end up converting. But you're right.
Yeah.
They don't give up a lot of big plays.
Right. And Derek Carr, by the way, is very good on third down this year, so it's something to keep an eye on. Their running game, not very strong. And
right.
So that's why I'm thinking with Jonathan Gannon, we watched Matt Ryan and Sam Darnold struggle against this philosophy.
Yes.
We watched Tom Brady, Pat Mahomes, and Dak Prescott tore it up. Who's Derek Carr? He's somewhere in between.
In between.
So what will this look like?
I'm very interested. And my trouble is, for people that don't know, and we're going to get to the phones in just one second, 610-632-0975. the issue, and again, the Eagles do play tomorrow, and I know that has not been in the forefront, but I would like to talk about the Eagles if we could, if people could do us that solid. Just because, like, we do football in this town. At least we used to.
I would say so.
This is what troubles me about Gannon from this week. And you can say, oh, what somebody says doesn't matter, but it does. Dave Zangaro, friend of the station, NBC Sports Philadelphia, asked, this was the question. It was not a gotcha thing. It wasn't a back and forth. He says, John, why has Ryan Kerrigan not been productive this year? So just so we know, he has 120-some snaps. He has one tackle. No sacks, no forced fumbles, etc. Now, when Howie signed him, he was touted as a long type of...
Yeah, like a free agent who's a veteran who can come in and play a percentage of snaps.
And help you.
Yeah, yes, that's a big part of this.
He's been terrible.
Yeah.
He's been terrible. And instead of saying, hey, he's a veteran guy, he's been in the Pro Bowl, he'll figure it out, that's what you would say if you want to have his back. Instead, he says, what do you mean? He has been productive. His eyes are in the right place and he lines up in the right spot. I don't know if Gannon probably, this is where when you project guys to future head coach, some of it is how you communicate. Unless you're going to definitely win, your communication as a head coach to the media matters, because the media and the fans do put pressure on guys to get them up out of there. That's just the reality of the world. That kind of communication is not a head coach communication. To tell fans, because when you tell the media and they're going to write it, to tell fans, they've been watching the games just like all of us, that Ryan Kerrigan has been productive, not will be productive, has been productive. When one tackle in six games, that's not a head coach.
I wonder how much this is, because with Nick Sirianni, there's a lot of answers sometimes with Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni himself. Oh, he's throwing the football where we want him to. So they're coaching them to do specific things, and then they're satisfied with where they're going with the ball, even if it's a poor throw or poor execution, as long as they're going with where they want the ball to go to. It seems they're satisfied. Yeah. Is this the same thing where Jonathan Gannon is like, oh, well, Kerrigan's doing what we want him to do with his eyes, therefore we're satisfied? Which is like 10% of what we're asking for here, which is actually executing the play. And maybe this is me searching for answers here.
Yeah, so I guess if all we have to do is sit at the microphone.
Right.
Don't actually have to say anything to the microphone. Well, of course we're productive. Like, it just, that's troubling, because that tells me he thinks, well, if he thinks Kerrigan, and again, I don't think he's lying. I think he's telling in his mind the truth. So if Kerrigan's productive, then he probably thinks his linebacker plays good.
Oh,
and he probably thinks that the safeties, other than McLeod, who's been good, have been good when they haven't been. He probably thinks that you're getting a lot from Derek Barnett.
Wait, you're not? Yeah, if that flag and the personal fouls count, I mean...
You know, like I'm saying that if he believes Kerrigan has been productive... And this is where I'm just tired of it. But I'm looking at the phone thing. We have everything up. People want to talk about the Sixers.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. Last night was a frustrating loss.
It was frustrating loss.
What were the people saying last night?
On Sixers outside. People were frustrated. People were mad at Doc. One thing before we go to Dave, Ron, Greg. We'll get you 1 second. This roster's flawed in this way. Having a great center is an advantage. But you need perimeter players to go with them. Now, if you look at throughout the league, throughout the, like, Hal Greer just made the all-time 75 list. He played with Wilt Chamberlain, who was also there. So you had a Hall of Fame guard to go with Wilt. We know about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. You might have heard of him. Magic Johnson played with him. Also, Kareem has six titles. And in those six titles, he had either Oscar Robertson or Magic with him. You see, you have the perimeter threat to go with it. That's what you need. You need both. We know about this guy named Shaquille O'Neal. He had either, obviously, Kobe Bryant or Dwayne Wade when he won his titles. This what goes back to Ben Simmons. Even if Ben Simmons had played last night, he's not a perimeter threat to score enough. That's the flaw in his game. He in the half court, he's I'm going to say useless, but he's not good. That's what this team lacks. The only time they didn't lack it is when they had Jimmy Butler, but Joel Embiid wasn't ready yet. That was years ago. That wasn't this version of Joel Embiid. If you had Jimmy Butler with this Embiid, last night you win.
Yeah.
Because Jimmy Butler gets a couple baskets down the stretch. You need a perimeter player. Now, on that roster right now, maybe Maxey can grow into it, but I don't think that's a this year thing.
He's definitely not ready for that.
That's why, and Morey's aware of this, and that's why he's not giving away Ben Simmons for a role player. And I'm tired of people saying that, and this is why I'm tired of it. You went through the process. You remember the process. Did you enjoy watching that kind of basketball?
No, not at all.
Okay. The goal after that, the only way that pays dividends is to win a title. Unfortunately, when you tank that hard, you not only tank your attendance, you become last in the league in road attendance. You tank the league's attendance. When you go to the Knicks, they can't sell out the Garden. The Garden sells itself. You can put Engelbert Humperdinck at the Garden and it sells out because people want to go to the Garden. Yet when they went to Sixers, they had to give away tickets when they go everywhere. Meanwhile, throughout history, because of Wilt, because of Dr. J, because of Barkley, because of Iverson, the Sixers have always been in the top three, believe it or not, in road attendance because people wanted to see those players. Even though the Sixers don't have a bunch of titles, they've always had marquee guys. You got to win a title. If you trade Ben Simmons for spare parts, you feel more comfortable every day. Your window's closed.
Yeah, it's funny because probably, and I would say it was an emotional decision or emotional reaction, knee-jerk reaction after the whole Game 7 scenario. There was once a time where I was saying, look, he's toxic, he's bad, the CJ McCollums, the D'Angelo Russells, the Colin Sextons, I'm here for it. But now that time has played out, I mean, I love every single angle that Daryl Morey has taken, and I'm very proud that he did not listen to the way that I felt during the time because it would have been a very dumb decision. Now that we see it, I was emotional at the time. Now, here's what I want to do real quick before we go to the phones.
Yeah.
I think it's a perfect segue, a perfect tie together between Jonathan Gannon and Doc Rivers and where mm-hmm. the Sixers team is.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan Gannon can do way more with what he has, even though his roster is flawed.
Yes.
Last night, 5 minutes and 33 seconds of scoring 1 point, which is a free throw, is unacceptable from a head coach.
Yes.
But we also know the roster is flawed because they don't have that isolation player where you can go create your own shot and get your own bucket consistently
right.
for a back stretch. So my thing is with Doc, the challenges is a problem. On top of that, his roster is a problem. But even with this roster construction, he said after the game that we don't have that style of player. We run actions. We move the ball. Well, uh-huh. then, Doc, why was it so stagnant? That's on you then
right.
to figure out. So he could have done a better job even with the flawed roster.
Right. He called 2 timeouts, 3 timeouts during that, and they didn't get a good basket out of those timeouts. That's on him.
Yes.
That's on him. Draw something up then and don't just blame execution. Yes, it's always you can always say that. You can call nothing and just say it was bad execution. Doc was just watching the damn game. And the challenge, just so we're clear, this is the mistake with the challenge. Not because he would automatically want it. You're up 2.
He would have won that Danny Green one, I thought.
Well, he would have won that.
Yeah.
One. And then you instead, so they ended up after that, they take it out on the side, and then Harden breaks down Maxey off the dribble. He's Harden.
I actually thought that Maxey did okay at times on Harden defensively.
He did. It's just on that one play.
Yeah.
Embiid has to come help because it's Harden. He dumps it off to Aldridge. Aldridge gets the end one. So you go from up 2 to down 1, the game's over. It's so important with 1 minute left to use the challenge because if you lose it, it's 1 minute left. You can't take it with you. So now he ended the game with the challenge. Why? It was a close game. Don't leave it with you. If they lose that challenge, also the crowd goes ballistic. And at least the Nets now have to operate in a hostile environment. That crowd was shell-shocked because Daniel Green at that point had thrown 3 air balls. And that really sucked the life out of that building.
Oh, big time. And you see the difference in the veteran players. Like, Patty Mills had that layup that was easy, but his knowledge to get down the court in that moment was big. LaMarcus Aldridge had a big game while Tobias missed a floater, and we mentioned Danny Green. You know, one thing we haven't touched on yet. Yeah. You nervous at all about this Embiid?
No.
Nee? No? Okay.
I'm just tired.
No, I know. But he says after the game that I shouldn't have played.
No, you should have played. I said that, like, shut up.
Yeah, so he just was being a little too harsh in the moment.
He has no poker face. We're here at the casino. He has no poker face at all. He needs to learn how to have a poker face. But he's not like he's the best player in the city to me. But you got it. You have to have a poker face.
Yeah.
And I say that because he's actually been in the playoffs, and unfortunately, as great as Bryce Harper has been, not a lot of October at bats.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm just saying. Like,
that's the first thing I thought of when he said the best player in the city.
I love Bryce Harper, but I know it's not all on him. It's
sure.
not. But you got to mix in, to me, and especially now that you got the two wild cards. It's not like Ernie Banks Day, where like he's having a great year with the Cubs and they don't make it because only two teams make it or whatever. No. With all these wild cards, you saw the Braves were behind the Phillies at the trade deadline. They made the moves, and then they get in. No, you got to mix in some October at bat.
You're anti-Braves.
I hate the Braves.
I know you.
No. Dodgers are 7. Before we go, Ron and Cherry Hill, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. What's up, Ron?
Morning, all. I got to tell you, and I'm sure you've seen it also, Tyrone. We've gone back and forth for a while. But Doc Rivers cannot escape this. Doc Rivers cannot absolutely get a pass on this. Because I'm watching a game, and you hear the same expression. Since when did the NBA have a second unit? I don't want to ever, especially with a minute to go in the quarter, I never want to see 5 subs in a game. And I don't get it. He treats us like a hockey lineup to where you need to adjust on the fly. You can't just tell me your roster. That's what happened last year. Tobias comes out at a certain time. He comes back in when that goes out. This is not hockey. If you
the standard, all the stars have standard ref. You notice Durant didn't start the fourth quarter. That's in the regular season, all your players have standard rest. This is where it's twofold. Last year, they had by far the best starting five in the whole NBA. And we forget that when Ben Simmons was choking away that Hawks series, Danny Green was hurt and wasn't playing. Perhaps if Daniel Green is playing, perhaps they win that series because that starting five was awesome. Part of why that starting five was so awesome is because he played them so many minutes together and did that. So, yes,
I don't
lose a bunch
this.
On the bench. You lose when you go all bench. But part of the reason why they were so dominant with the starters is because they played together so much. So it's
this is not a sport where, as I said, it's not a coach. If you're doing the same moves, game in and game out, listen, Ben Simmons, I'm not a fan of him. Me and you went back and forth on this. But in the same token, we had a 20-something point lead with him in the game. We also had, and we lost it. Doc Rivers is doing nothing for this team. You cannot, when you play teams like Milwaukee or the Nets, you can't do this. You can't blow big leads. You've got to win the game.
It wasn't a 20-point lead.
Yeah, I was going to say, and last night, while I have issues with the way Doc Rivers handled things, my takeaway at the end wasn't, wow, the going to the all-bench was the reason why this team lost. Now, at the end, I wondered where Embiid was, but then once we got the information that Doc knew even heading into the action that maybe there would be some limited in minutes and Drummond was still out there, okay, we have the answer to that. So last night, you know, it's funny. Brett Brown got crushed here, and my problem is in the NBA, there's so much blame. I saw Boston's head coach trending last night. I saw Doc Rivers.
That was
a beatdown, but I saw Tom Thibodeau. It's like my point is.
Lakers 0-2 now?
Yeah.
They got stopped last night.
The head coach, like, is, you know, the Lakers win a championship. It's a little different scenario when you have LeBron. But I just feel while we can blame Doc Rivers and he has a big hand in last night, I just think overall, big picture, the blame on the head coach in the NBA gets so intensified and it hits a level of, I don't know, like you're looking for that blame. You want to point the finger somewhere and that's where it always goes more than it should at times.
It probably does, but last night, Doc.
Oh, agreed. 1,000% last night.
Horrendous.
Yeah.
And then after the game was like, I was great. Doc. Hey, Doc. Glenn. Come on, Glenn. I need a little bit better from you. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. And yes, we are here at Rivers Casino Philadelphia on Delaware Avenue. He's Hunter Brody. I'm Tyrone Johnson. Today's show is presented by Philly's hometown sportsbook, Bet Rivers, and we'll be right back.
97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. Tyrone Johnson, Hunter Brody here, Rivers Casino, Philadelphia on Delaware Avenue. We'll talk to Paul Nolan in just a second. Get some good gambling picks from freewinners.net. Can't wait for that. Word of the week is tired. Tired of Ben Simmons stuff. Tired of players like Tobias Harris telling us, telling fans what to do when all they do are paid customers. Tired of Sirianni. Tired of Gannon. I'm just tired.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm right there with you. I have a little story for you. Actually, wait for Paul here.
Yeah.
I'm curious your thoughts on this. I feel like you'd have an interesting point of view.
Yeah.
So I have two dogs. I just got a puppy.
Two dogs.
Yeah. So the one's five, one's a puppy. She's 4 months old. So we're going through it right now. But, you know, we go for the leisure walks around town. The dogs go to the bathroom where they need to, but I pick it up every time. I got one of the neighbors said hey, can you not kind of thing. But I pick it up every single time. So the look was, there was some communication here, and it wasn't in a negative or like a rude way. But I mean, how can I control when the dog utilizes the bathroom? And as long as I'm picking it up, I feel like I'm doing an okay job here.
Yeah, see, that's why I don't talk to my neighbors.
You don't talk to your neighbors at all?
No.
You're not like the, hey, how's it going? At the mailbox with the cup of coffee and the robe?
No.
I always wanted to be that guy.
Well, you should be if you want to be. I wave.
Okay, so you do the wave.
Yeah.
So I'm not in the wrong, just to be clear.
No.
They are.
That's why I wouldn't talk to that neighbor ever again. Then you got to worry about it.
Now, that is the exact answer I thought you'd give me. I just wanted to verify that I'm on the right track here. That's all.
Scorched earth. Leave me alone.
How about next time I don't pick it up?
Right.
Okay.
Would you prefer that? Their neighbor? I'll put it on your doorstep, light it on fire, and knock on your door. Fraud. All right. From freewooderswalk.net, on the line right now. Love this guy. On a roll. 2-0 last week with what he gave us. The great, from freewooders.net, the great Paul Nolan. How are you today, Paul?
You guys are funny, man. That is real. That was good radio right there. That was enjoyable. It's great advice. Don't talk to your neighbors. Just smile politely. Keep your head down. Say nothing.
Yeah. Goodness. It's just tough. Do you have a dog, Paul? Since he brought up, he has two dogs.
Yeah.
Honestly, I have no. Okay, wait. What kind of dogs do you have? Are you're a guy, a dog lover?
I'm a dog lover. My wife's an animal rehabilitator. My house looks like a game farm. But I have a big, giant, beautiful shepherd who is so rambunctious, and there's just not enough throws in my old dead arm for this dog to be satisfied. So, he just doesn't stop. Thank God my next door neighbor's a couple huskies, and they just beat the daylights out of each other all day.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, Paul, you've been on a bit of a roll. You were 3-0 for a few weeks in a row. Had one loss, come back, and you go 2-0 with what you give us last week. The totals, everything. You're just locked in right now, Paul. Freewinners.net, 888-366-3733, 888-366-FREE. Paul, you talk about how you have a great team behind you. You talk about how you treat it like a business. Now that we're getting – we're not quite midseason, but we're into the groove now. Why do you think you're in such a good spot right now, Paul?
You know what? It's a great question. It really comes down to so many of the metrics that we, enter into, are all in application right now. Meaning that, when you're removing starters and you're removing players and then replacement players go in and they grade better than expected or less than expected, it does affect the values in the games. Meaning, for example, one of the games today I'm going to have, I'm going to give out for free is going to be Washington plus the 9 over Green Bay. In that exact situation, Wes Schweitzer has come in, backup guard, sixth round pick, fourth year in the league, really coming on his own, and comes in for Brandon Scherff, who's just as good as it gets in that position. He comes in, and not only does he outperform any expectations, he's keeping a similar level and maybe even a hair better than Brandon Scherff had before him. Cornelius Lucas has conceded just one pressure in 88 pass blocking attempts. So he's given Taylor Heinicke, who obviously doesn't have the greatest arm strength, the time to kind of slide out, get out into space and find Terry McLaurin downfield. I think that's one of the reasons why we find such great value going forward is because we're doing the player grades at every level for every player. I think one of the matchups in this game that also matches up is a terrible injury to Darnell Savage in concussion protocol. He rang his bell, and it was you see some of the brutality of these hits to the head, and it's terrible. And Jair Alexander, to me, is one of the best cover men in the game. He's not going to be available again. I think it makes a difference. When you look at what this Washington defense has done, the problems really have been in the secondary. It came down to really, for me, fundamentals. When you go back and watch the film and you look at what this team has done, it's getting the same pass rush rate it did last year, almost to a T, almost identical. However, in the secondary, we're seeing a lot of fundamental mistakes. We're seeing guys like who in the past haven't made these kind of mistakes, like William Jackson III, fundamentally turning his hips to the inside and being beat right off the route. We're seeing guys using their upfield arm to try to break up a pass play as opposed to downfield. Like we're watching simple fundamentals that seem to have gotten a little bit better last week, and it looks like they've addressed these things. And I think there's a good spot right now to see this secondary play a little bit better. I don't see this Green Bay offensive line, especially, you know, at the right guard position and the center position. I'm not a fan whatsoever of Lucas Patrick. I feel like he's so easily beatable. He's just his run great. His run blocking is abysmal. He gets pushed into, and I think Allen will be in the backfield all day long. I do think that this Washington team has been overly devalued at this point right now, and I feel like this is a great opportunity to take them +8.5, even 9 points in some spots. And I think you can, I think that's a rock solid play. I really feel good about it, and I do believe it is to do so much with the replacement players and the injuries, like you asked.
Absolutely. This is it's great you give us for free. Just people didn't have to call the number. And obviously, they should call 888-366-3733. Right there, you give us Washington +9 versus Green Bay. I know you're going to have another tip for us. What do you think of this Kansas City-Tennessee game? Big matchup.
Well, you know, honestly, I would love everybody to be involved, with the executive service and staying involved with the free picks. You know, we, like today, for example, we have Oak State and Iowa State. We have Oregon, UCLA. We have USC and Notre Dame. These are all free picks on for anybody who calls in. And all the TV games, like just Fox, ABC, NBC, these are all games you can watch and enjoy yourself. And they're strong. They're really strong. Plus, our game. Yeah, I love the executive service day. Teams like Liberty and North Texas, nobody's looking at that game, and it's a winner. Northwestern Michigan, love that game as well. But as far as KC and Tennessee goes, you know, Kansas City is still gaining, 6.5 yards per play. Tennessee, 5.5. Obviously, we saw last week Kansas City's defense looked somewhat better, right? Now they're getting Tre'Davious Ward back. Big help in the back end. No question about it. And from what we understand, Chris Jones is back, but he'll be back to the inside where they, to me, maybe the best three technique in the game, or at least the top four or five run stuffing three tech, who's able to kind of really control the line of scrimmage. They moved him inexplicably to the outside, so they created a void in the inside by trying to address the void on the outside, and then the void on the outside really hasn't worked out. Him as 320 pounds and not the fleetest of foot trying to be an edge rusher, to me, I'd rather see them address that elsewhere. It looks like they're going to move him back inside. So last week we saw Spagnuolo bench Dan Sorensen, which had to happen for Juan Thornhill, who played really well. We're going to see, I'm sure we're going to see Willie Gay gaining more time over Neiman, who's played way better. Willie Gay, the junior. And Kansas City's average depth of tackle going into that game was almost 5 yards, 4.99, yards per depth of contact and tackle, which is abysmal. I mean, it's a full yard worse than the worst team before them. So I see that getting a little bit better. Last week, did it help that they had 15 to 25 mile an hour winds? Did it help that we're going against a weaker arm, Taylor Heineke? Yes, those things help. Did the adjustments help? Yes. I do think KC will play better defense going forward, but they're not going to stop Henry. No one can. No one does, especially this defense. But I do think that this is an opportunity right now where Kansas City is going to be laying 4 points in a game where I think they really should be a 6.5-point favorite based on everything I've seen and based on the strength of schedule Kansas City has faced. Kansas City faced a gauntlet. Tennessee hasn't, and I think that there's a good opportunity right now where we'll see a little overreaction on Tennessee's side of it, and I think that we'll get some good value on Kansas City laying the 4. I do think that's a fair value. I think that's a good price, and I don't think we're going to be seeing Kansas City once they start getting a little better defensively. I don't think we'll see them -4 much more this year once they cover this game.
See, that's something that a lot of people don't know. You look at those values where the line doesn't match up. You just talked about that, Paul. We appreciate that. 888-366-3733. Now, so in addition to what you just gave us, you already said that if people call the line today, and, ESPN Game Day is at UCLA for that UCLA-Oregon yep. game. So you get Oklahoma State-Iowa State. Big game. Obviously, Oklahoma State is undefeated. and going against ranked Iowa State. You got Oregon, UCLA. That game may decide the Pac-12 championship, who ends up winning the Pac-12. So that game you guys going to give if they call 888-366-3733. And obviously, the big rivalry game year to year. Really doesn't matter what the team's records are. It's a big game for the players. USC, Notre Dame. Obviously, Notre Dame is a national brand. They'll get that game as well, Paul. You know, you just keep on blessing us each and every week, and we appreciate it so much.
Well, I really appreciate you, Tyrone. You know, Tyrone, the show is great. When I'm listening to your show in the morning, honestly, it's as entertaining as anything I've listened to. I really love your show, and it's an honor to be on it. And I just want the great people of Philly to know that, you know, I want to get them on the free picks today, and I absolutely love the free picks tomorrow. I can guarantee Cincinnati Baltimore is the best game on the board. I love it. And then everything we win on that game, I'm going to load it up on Philly Vegas with or against the Eagles and with or against the Vegas Raiders this year. I've been dominant.
You have been.
I love both of those games as well. So it's, you know, they dial in now, get the three for free today on the TV games. Plus, I have Michigan Northwestern, Liberty in North Texas, and then I love the games tomorrow. So anybody who calls in is going to get six free picks this weekend, and I promise they won't regret it. I really feel so good about the team and everything we're doing here. So they dial 888-366-3733, which is 888-366-FREE. They get a six-pack for free all weekend long.
You know what, Paul? Thank you so much. It's a pleasure each and every week. And enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Yes, sir. I really have a blessed day, my friend, and I'm just so grateful for your audience. You guys are great.
Thank you so much, Paul. So right there, he gives two picks right off the bat. Washington, Green Bay, Kansas City, Tennessee. He likes Washington and Kansas City. And then there's a bunch of other picks, obviously, you can get 888-366-FREE. All right. 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. I'm sitting here with Hunter Brody, Mr. Dog Man. So here's the thing I'm concerned. We're about to get back to the phones, and then we got to get to our music thing. But I'm a little concerned about you in another way now, because you already have a small corner of your own house.
No, it's not true. I'll show you my man cave. I think you'd be jealous of the man cave.
No, I wouldn't be.
Three TVs on the wall, 75-inch, couple 40s on the wall.
It sounds great.
It's nice.
Sounds great for now.
I'll show you a picture.
But you already got the dogs and stuff.
Yeah, I'm a dog.
And then you're getting married in months.
Yeah, next July.
Right, so in months.
Yeah, in months.
Like less than a year.
Yes, you are correct.
In months.
In months is a fair one. In months makes it seem like two or three, though.
No. In months, plural. Not a couple months. I'm saying next year you get married. That's cute.
It's nice.
But it feels like an area where that's going to start. Because then what happens when the missus wants to have the kids?
What do you mean? There's a spot upstairs for her.
What are you talking about? You're going to have to put Blue's Clues
on. Oh, yeah, but that's why
TVs.
I got three. We'll be all right.
Nah, that's good. Yeah, but the Blue's Clues is going to
be on the
big
75?
TV. Yeah, you're watching on the little TVs. I'm just saying.
For the things I'd sacrifice for my family.
Yeah,
how's that for an answer?
Yeah. It's the one thing I can confidently say. Growing up old school, my father did not allow us to watch the good stuff.
No, I'll put my foot down. I'll be all right.
We'll see.
You'll see. I'm telling you. I think you look down upon me on this. I'm tougher than you think.
I don't know.
I am.
Dan, I don't agree.
Be her. Yeah, I don't agree with that. Thank you.
No, Dan, you feel that way too?
Dan's producing the show.
No,
Dan, keep it 100. Keep it 100. No, he's an experienced man. Do you really believe that? Now, he's already got the two dogs. And then you add children to the mix. How is he just going to be able to keep full ownership of that man cave throughout his life? Be honest. Go ahead. Speak.
Can you hear me, Hunter?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, we can hear you.
No. It sound great.
Chance.
No chance. But
no,
it's part
chance.
Of the compensation factor of, you know, this is my job. How's that come into play?
What are you talking about? You really only need to watch one game at a time for your job.
Not necessarily.
Nah, she knows that.
You got a laptop?
I got an iPad. Sometimes
right.
I
watch
do
games
that.
On your iPad.
Sometimes I do.
That, right.
You got a chair.
We'll watch like Squid Game,
thank
and then
you.
I'll watch something on my iPad next to me.
Yeah, but what you're going to be once you add the dogs and the kids? Because see, double dog, and then like double kid, you're down to that iPad. You have a hell of an iPad.
Thanks.
That's it. And now the kids and everybody else have their man cave becomes the kids' playroom, and you got nothing.
Well,
man.
Guess what? What at the end of the day, is my performance on the airwaves just as strong with dissecting the games? Isn't that the most important factor here?
Yeah, but your vision's going to start to go. You're a young man.
What do you mean? Now I need eye surgery.
You're going to be wearing glasses like me. Trust me.
Glasses. I'm telling you, it's all going to fall apart.
I hope you get a nice recliner because that's going to be your man cave area. That's it. Enjoy.
The chair.
I disagree with everyone.
Two dogs, they need their doggy area in the man cave.
No,
they can't be in the living room.
No, they can't.
My dog. Right, because of the kids, right? You're going to have Door Explorer, the 75-inch Blue Clues on the 42, and then you go, so I'm telling you, man, you're going to be on iPad. You go,
Isn't that life? Isn't that what we signed up for?
You signed up for that.
I did it, though. No, at the end of the day, it's not going to be as bad as what you're saying. But in general, that nonsense of just chaos, that's life. You know, I'll maneuver around it. I'm a tough guy here. I'll find a way to just squeeze through the cracks.
Any, you know how you know someone isn't tough? When they say, I'm a tough guy.
Nah, come on. I'm telling you.
Tyrone, I got one for him. How much property you have in the backyard, Hunter?
I got a nice backyard. A good
build
size.
A shed.
Oh, build a shed. Well, I actually thought
instead of a she shed, it'd be a he shed.
You know about my long-term goal in this backyard, actually, and it's very long-term. I want to build an indoor basketball half court, though. Just half court where I can ball, because I put myself through basketball workouts. And she said yes, as long as I can pay for it.
Right, but here's the tough part.
What now? She's going to take over my basketball gym?
No.
And make it like a yoga studio?
No, that's where the kids.
What?
And now you want to sit in the house because you had a long day because you're the one paying the bills and you don't want to hear all that banging. The basketball thing, it bounces off the house, the sound. And now you're cursing that you have that basketball court so close to the house because you want some damn peace and quiet.
I don't know if I agree with that. I'll be setting myself up through workouts. You should see me.
Now.
Yeah.
What about when the kid gets like 6?
Well, then we train him to be Kyle Korver.
Yeah, you need
sit
to focus.
Sit in the corner.
You need to focus on building a Giroux. You couldn't build a Korver.
Why not?
I hear a Twitter poll coming on.
Claude Giroux? If I end up having a son or a daughter that ends up being Claude Giroux and they're respected, ice hockey, I'm okay with it.
All right.
But what's wrong with Korver? I'll pass him the rock.
You're not equipped to build a Korver.
Why not?
Because you're a hockey smith.
No, see, you should have saw me.
You're a hockey smith.
No, time out. Real quick. What I do for my workouts is I go to the local park. I even go double rim to test my J.
Well, that's what you need. Double rim is the ultimate test of a J.
Right, and you guess what? Splash. Splash. Nonstop splash.
There's a lake near the basketball court?
Squaring up my shoulder. What's that, Dan?
There's a lake near the basketball court. It bounces into a lake?
Right.
No,
it bounces hard off that double
into the puddle?
Right into the lake.
I'm going to live stream myself on my Twitter one of these days.
You bring a fishing net to fish out the basketball, and then that's your rebounder? It's a fishing net?
The disrespect is
unbelievable. I don't know. This is what's happening in these streets. Not my fault.
Ridiculous.
Case of in West Philly. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Tyrone. What's up, guys?
How you doing, man?
I'm good. So just to touch on the Ben Simmons thing, people forgot. Even Joel came at the fans months ago for Ben Simmons. Oh, even Philly fans got to take it down a little bit, and we gave him heat. It's like, so he even put himself in front of Ben to shield him, and people have forgotten that.
Yeah, like, he did. That's absolutely true. That's why it's just
He answered himself, though, and replied and said some people aren't built for this. He kind of took a step back after. It was a weird engagement.
Yeah, what I think he was trying to do was, I think what he was really saying is that I think what he was really trying to say without saying is this guy's so weak mentally and so spoiled that Philadelphia is too tough for him. So Philadelphia, if you want to save this human, because Tobias has to make sure that we remember that he's human, because we forgot he was human. We have to change our very being. And that's just not going to happen. Philadelphia's not going to change. It's not.
Hey, you know what? Whether it's right or wrong, and you touched on this a little bit earlier, Tyrone, with the skill level of Tobias speaking compared to Joel.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, with how we are with relationships with Joel and Bryce Harper, you know what? They honestly can get away with a little bit more. So,
a lot more. You're right.
So at the end of the day, you're right. He did make that statement. But because it's Joel, he has the ability to kind of maneuver around it a little bit.
Just like Harper can say stuff that Ronald Torres couldn't say.
Yeah.
Period. I mean, and so Wheeler can say stuff at point Nola can't say. That's always the reality.
Yeah, I'm just tired of all the slander saying that Philly didn't support him. We did. We definitely did.
Right.
I'm tired
You're
of it.
Right.
There's documentation of it. It just doesn't like to show up. And it's like, you're going to not come to work and expect to be paid. But whatever. But I worked on night shift last night,
Yeah.
So I had some Brooklyn fans come in, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're talking some trash or whatever. They're, oh, y'all need to bring Ben back. I'm like, for what? What difference would that guy would have made in that game? I blame that loss to Leon Duck 100% for not challenging that play, picking a better play. Why would you give it to Danny Green three times? I blame it all on Doc 100%, and he needs to get better down the stretch. That's his big, big problem.
You're absolutely right. Appreciate the call.
I can't go 100%. That's just
No.
Yeah, because like Danny was wide. You're a veteran who's been around forever. Like those are wide open looks. Like you have to cash in on those. Or at least hit the rim.
And also you can mix in making a tough look. Like, okay, it's contested three, but he led the league last year in corner threes. That was a corner three. Make it. Like, they're not all open. I'm saying that it's just ridiculous. All right, Colin, C-Note, Zach, get you in just 1 second. Now, and on the other side, after we talk to them, I promise, we're going to bring up this music thing, and then I have the poll thread going, got thousands of votes, and there's a question about Doc Rivers that I didn't tell you. You might have seen it online, but we'll discuss that as well. Word of the week, tired. Tired of a lot of things. Tired. 610-632-0975. Live from Rivers Casino, Philadelphia on Delaware Avenue. Today's show is presented by Philly's hometown sportsbook, Bet Rivers, and we'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.